Mission Network News, two-minute version, Monday, March 15th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. Our newscast begins in Spain, where a bombing last week killed nearly 200 people, left hundreds more injured, and many facing questions about their own mortality. Transworld Radio's David McCreary says it goes deeper than that.
There's a spiritual vacuum that exists in Spain. It's being filled by things like secularism, materialism, drugs, even gambling. The evangelical community there is quite small. That's why we feel like radio is so important and can be so effective.
TWR will continue broadcasting Bible teaching programs across their network in Spain, providing hope during crisis. Next, vision, alliance, and strategy. All three elements play a key role in the explosive growth of a Romanian Montessori school. Worldwide Christian School's Dale Dielman attributes the success of this Christian school to a focus on reaching out to street children.
Street children lack two things. Number one, they lack structure in their lives, which the Montessori method helps to bring in. And secondly, they are out of school for a year or two because they're on the streets and their truancy becomes so bad that they fall way behind academically.
Dielman says the school's development stems from a Christian worldview in teaching. And finally, 2003 was an exceptional year for Open Doors with Brother Andrew. Last year, the ministry delivered almost 4 million Bibles, children's Bibles, study Bibles, and other scripture booklets to persecuted believers around the world. That's an increase of about 40% over 2002 totals. Also, more than 22,000 pastors and church leaders received intensive training in how to lead their congregations and stand strong in their faith. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It features stories about the persecuted church and how to help suffering believers. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.